Crash and I spent some time out at Barrett Jackson this past week and caught up with a number of people, including comedian, host for now the not. Was it last season when they stopped with Top
Just
Gear?
Just this last December. Yeah, right. The show was canceled. So no more Top Gear US.
Tanner Faust, Rutledge Wood, and comedian Adam Ferrara. He joins us now. Speed Freak Spitz, Lucas Oil Studios.
Many of you know him from Top Gear. He's had with Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie, Rescue Me.
Rescue Me.
Stand Up. Oh, I just, if I could plug it, I want to thank everyone who loved and supported me because I put out a comedy album, and it's Comedy Album of the Year. So that was pretty cool.
Who the hell voted on that?
It's Robang, which is like the Rolling Stone of comedy. It's on the website, and I got a message and said, you are Comedy Album of the Year.
So whoa!
Yeah.
That is badass.
That's pretty cool. And I'm here at Barrett Jackson seeing all these cars. How great is this?
Wow.
Well, you are a car guy. I mean, yeah. Top Gear aside, you're a car guy anyway.
Well, here's the thing. My father loved cars, and I love my dad, so I know all about them. But I quickly can't fix them. I'm telling you right now. I pick up the hood. I'm like, who took the carburetor? I'm done. So, and when my father was teaching me how to do this, we quickly learned with my mechanical ability that my job was to hold the light.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was, you know, like you working. I was
me
trying
too.
To. Yeah, you too. I was sitting there trying to work on it, and there was oil leaking, the wrenches falling, blood flowing. It wasn't going well.
Right.
My father came over, put his hand on my shoulder and said, son, you're going to have to get a job. You have to work at something the rest of your life. This ain't it. Can you sing? Can you dance? Tell a joke.
Do something.
You're going to be hungry if this is what you got to do.
So you're kind of like the kid in A Christmas Story. You're holding the lug nuts.
Oh,
great. Fudge.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But the coolest thing here was my father, when he was a kid, bought a 57 Starfire Rolls from a junkyard. Rebuilt it. That was his car. Married my mother. And when I was born, they had to sell it because they needed the money. So between that and Catholicism, I have a lot of guilt.
Boom!
Yes. But I found that car here. 57 Starfire Oldsmobile. And it's the same color. And I took a picture of me holding the picture of my dad standing in front of his car.
That's badass.
Yeah, it was great. My mother took her road test in that car. And it was so long because he put a Continental kit on it that when she was parallel parking in Queens, she was knocking garbage cans off the sidewalk. The guy passed it because he didn't want to get back in that thing.
Adam Ferrara, comedian Adam Ferrara, joining us here. You brought up something that I'm running into. Are you, you have children?
I don't. I got two dogs.
Okay, good.
That's cool.
But they look like me.
That's good. I've got a five-year-old, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm running into the scenario that I ran into with my father when I was 9, 10, 11 years old. Yes, I would hold that flashlight.
Sure.
I would hold the wrench for Dad. But as a kid, your mind is running all over the place, and that flashlight would stay where Dad's hand needed to be. But you look up, and the flashlight was still.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, it was like, God, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Hold the flashlight still. I'm that way with my daughter.
You
5
are.
Years old.
5
what
years
the,
old.
What the hell's going on with
you
me?
You don't have any patience. You're just like me. You go from zero to homicide in 3 seconds.
There's no medium.
Yes. It's not you. It's all of us.
But I am my dad.
Yeah.
And I swear I'd never be my dad.
Oh, I'm just my father. So my dad passed away. My mother's convinced my father's a ghost. The ghost is in the house, and the ghost isn't talking to her because they're fighting. She's willing to hold on to that emotional memory. I call her every week. I go, how you doing, Mom? I'm fine. Your father's in the other room. He's still not talking to me. He thinks I'm going to apologize first. He's trying to say, I'm not scared of your ghost crap, Joe.
So good.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Does she still fight to him? Okay,
yeah,
there it is.
She's not letting go, man. She's not letting go.
Because women always win.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the bottom line.
My wife is like, yeah, I just nod and hum. I can't win an argument in my marriage because I'm outnumbered. It's me against my wife and Alexa right now. Honey, that's not what I said. Really? Alexa, play it back.
Adam Ferrara, where do your sports allegiances lie?
Oh, I'm a Jets fan, so I'm in an abusive relationship.
Ooh.
That's
oh,
not
dude.
Easy. Yeah.
Adam Gase. You have to have a take on his press conference.
There was a ghost in his face with those
Adam
eyes.
Adam Gase. I'm sitting there. It's like, oh, we need a coach. Where should we go? The AFC East is having a garage sale.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a bull worker. You know, I can get the three-dog night on A-Track. And, give me Adam Gase. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Who's the Bounty Gate guy? Let's make him our defensive coordinator. That's fun. But I'm hopeful. We got a quarterback. I mean, our only highlight film for years was just Joe Namath just waving his finger. That's
or the
it.
Butt fumble.
Or the butt fumble. That's what I got. Butt fumble, waving a finger, or Rex Ryan with the feet. That's what I got.
Which is worse, though, being a Jets fan? J-E-T-E Jets or the butt fumble?
Both are pretty bad. I mean, at least Jets, if you spell it correctly, you're okay. J-E-T-S, Jets. All right, that I'll take. But the butt fumble, this is what I get. You kind of have – I mean, it's been a great year. I mean, I've really enjoyed the game this year. I mean, Mahomes is really – so Andy Reid makes me nervous. He's going to screw up something with the clock. He's going to try and call four timeouts.
He's
always
never
does something
been there.
Wacky. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Belichick, I just – even I got friends in Philly, and last year when they were playing them, I called him for the playoffs. I go, look, they said his hands hurt. Brady's hands isn't hurt. He's not. Yeah. And when he dies, you're going to have to drive a wooden stake through his heart just to make sure. He's going to come back. I'm telling you. Don't be fooled.
As much as Giselle does not want him to come back.
Yeah.
Adam Ferrara, is there a comedian that is Tom Brady-esque?
Richard Pryor.
Yeah?
Richard Pryor. For me, Richard Pryor. He was – when I was a kid – I went to one of those, those parties you would go to with your parents where your mother would give you the warning in the car before you get it. Now, behave yourself. Your father does business with these people.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. So we got that warning in the car, and all the adults were watching Richard Pryor on the Sunset Strip, and we couldn't see it because we were kids. So they went to have coffee. I went back in. I rewound the tape, and I watched it, and I wasn't aware. I just was profoundly moved. I remember saying out loud to nobody, look what this man can do. And I didn't know I was going to be a comic, but I just remembered that this is important. I'm not quite, I don't understand a lot of it, but this was important to me.
So if your dad walked in the room at that point, you could say, Dad, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. Had I known, yeah. And then George Carlin, too. And I actually got to work with George Carlin. There's a little club in Hermosa Beach called the Comedy Magic Club. So I was there for the weekend. My manager calls me up and said, look, Mike said he's got to move your weekend because they got somebody else coming in, but you can open if you want. And right away, my ego kicked in. Open? What? Open for what? Sword swallow is bumping me? I'm not opening for that. Who's bumping me that I got? They want me to open for? They went, George Carlin. Does he need a run?
Yeah, really.
Can I pick him up? What does he need? So how do you not take the gig? So the MC goes on stage. I go up after that. I did a half hour. I walk up stage, and it's like a little theater. And standing there is this little man with a silver beard. And he went, you're funny. And I went, and you're Carlin. And I shook his hand.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and we were standing there just talking. He missed his intro. We were just talking about comedy. He quoted a joke from mine they liked. And they introduced him, and we heard the applause. And he said, is that for me? I go, it ain't for me, George. You better get out there.
Real quick, why do you think there isn't more S-talking between comedians? Because you guys are the greatest in the world at making things funny that aren't necessarily funny.
On roast and stuff, we do it.
Right.
But there's the nice thing about this community. It's like the car community. It's the general respect for what each other – because we know what it takes to do what we do.
Sure.
And we're also a self-policing entity, you know, because there's no comedy cops, you know. So we got to look out for each other. I've been very fortunate – you know, I've been in country over 20 years as a comic, so I got a lot of great friends, and it's there's a mutual respect for the craft.
Cool. I was just curious.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys that, you know, yell at each other all the time, yeah. But for the most part, there's a mutual respect.
There. Adam Ferrara tonight, Tempe Improv. Tomorrow night, Tempe Improv. Then Sunday night, you're still here, dude?
Still here. I'm doing stand up. I'm here for the cars, and then Sunday night I'm doing stand up live.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, I'm doing this during the day and working at night.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a wife and a mortgage. They're expensive.
Two dogs.
The stage pays.
Two dogs, baby. Two dogs.
This is awesome, man.
But for the car geeks out there, you basically with Top Gear, you, Rutledge, Tanner Faust, we're good friends with those guys as well. Mm-hmm. Give us some sort of backstage, behind-the-scenes story embarrass the crap out of Rutledge.
Well, it's not going to embarrass the crap. Here's what happens. Tanner always drives twos and from work because if I drive, I get us lost, and Rut drives too slow, and Tanner's a pain in the ass. he is. All right, here's the story I'll tell you. We did an episode, Pikes Peak. We go all the way up to Pikes Peak, right? And we're daylight dependent, so it's sunset's going down, and we wrap. Right? We got to make a flight. All right? I get altitude sickness. So we're in a minivan going down. Tanner, we put Tanner behind the wheel in a minivan and a radar detector and get us to the airport. I get altitude sickness and I'm going to puke. Right? So I said, Tanner, I'm throwing up. My head's out the window. He goes, you want me to pull over? I go, no, but I can only throw up on a right turn. Otherwise, it's going to fly back in the van.
And?
He loaded the suspension and he was Scandinavian flicking while a puke was flying out of my mouth.
Nice.